Rusty Quill presents.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, it's about 3 a.m. right now, and I can't sleep. I can't stop thinking about that document on Jess's laptop. Stay out of the house. Did she leave the message for me? Was she trying to warn me about something? I mean, I lived in an apartment, so I imagine it isn't about there. And again, the police checked her parents' house and told me that everything was fine. And also, if she were in trouble at home, I don't think she would basically tell me to stay away. She would want me to help her. She knows that I would do absolutely anything for her. You know what? I never actually followed up with the police back home. That might be worth a shot. Last thing they told me was that she went to visit her sister in Maine. Maybe there have been some new developments since then? What's the worst that could happen? They tell me that nothing has changed? It's 3 a.m., so it's a little late to give them a call. I'll send them an email and we can hope for a response in a bit. Okay, let's see if they have some sort of contact method. Help me out, Google. Sacramento Police Department. Sac. The website, it's sacsheriff.com. Sac Sheriff. Seriously, look it up. That is the actual thing that exists. Who thought that was a good idea? Actually, that kind of sounds like a Manscaped ad or something.
Howdy, partner. What brings you around these parts?
Good. Staying out of trouble, I hope. Oh,
Who am I? Well, I'm the sheriff around here. But my jurisdiction is very specific. I'm the sack sheriff. I'm less concerned with keeping drugs off our streets and more concerned with keeping hairs off our meats. Oh, wow, that was a terrible joke. It's 3 a.m. I'm tired. I'm sorry. Okay, email address. I found it. Dear Mr. Sacramento Police Department. I'm not actually writing that. All right, I'm gonna type up this email and pass out. I'm tired and really need to not be awake anymore. I'll talk to you all later. Hopefully we have a response in the morning. Knowing the SAC sheriff personally, I think we will. Maybe. Good night. Okay, friends. It's morning. I slept okay. I was in and out of consciousness, and it feels like I couldn't have gotten more than, like, an hour of the good stuff. And right now, it's 3 p.m. How the fuck is it 3 p.m. and I feel like I haven't slept? That was 12 hours. I need coffee. And I need to feed Bella. Shit, I'm sorry, girl. I'll feed you. I'm sorry. God, you must be so hungry. Oh, you're such a good girl. Okay. Checking now. Still no email. So, I'm gonna go take Bella on a big old, wow, I fucked up, I'm so sorry, let's go for a long apology walk. If they don't respond by the time I get back, I'll give them a call. Come on, Bella, let's go. Later. Okay. Bella is walked. We walked probably like 6 miles. She managed to pee about 5 times, which is crazy. It's like she's never been outside or something. What a weirdo. All right, let's see if we got anything. Oh, wow. An email from the SAC sheriff himself. They responded quicker than I thought they would. And honestly, I'm glad they did, too. I really didn't want to call. I've always hated talking on the phone. Not sure what it is. Anxiety, maybe? I don't know. Isn't that weird, though? I get super uncomfortable talking on the phone, but I'm completely fine clicking my little beep machine and talking to all the 6 of you. Doesn't make any sense, but, you know. Anxiety's a bitch. All right, enough ranting. Let's see what they had to say. Due to California law, we are not at liberty to discuss ongoing investigations. Great. But we can offer some information that may be of some assistance. Running the name you gave to us throughout our database has yielded 0 results. We have no records of that individual currently or ever residing in the Sacramento area. What? How? How does the police department not have any record of her? She told me that she was born and raised in the area. I remember going through old family photo albums with her and seeing photos of her from years before I was even in the picture.
I distinctly remember pictures of her with her family under the big Sacramento Zoo sign. She told me they used to go back every year during the fall. It was one of their family traditions. I know she lived there. I haven't checked her social media in a while. It's a long shot, but maybe she posted something recently. Let's check her Twitter. There's nothing. No accounts matching her name or her old username. Instagram. Maybe there will be something on Instagram. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing, and she used Instagram the most. She was always posting pictures of her meals and our dog. It's all gone. Okay. Okay, Facebook. There has to be some trace of her there. There has to be. Nothing. Nothing came in the search results. I'll check my friends list. Nothing. She was tagged in basically all of my old profile pictures. If she still has an account, I should be able to click the tags in the picture and find it. Wait. Wait. What the fuck? I didn't... I wouldn't delete... They're gone. All of the profile pictures with her in them are gone. How could that happen? If someone reported the pictures and wanted them taken down, I would have received a notification from Facebook. I haven't received anything. The pictures are just gone. Jess is gone.